morning. This is Ivan Tina for Virtual Africa and Creative Disturbance. Today, I'm going to talk about arts and climate change and environmental issues with Morgan Trevor from Nigeria. Morning, Morgan Trevor.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Trevor Morgan. As you rightly said, yes, I'm a graduate of University of Nigeria,
yes,
in Nsukka, where I studied fine and applied arts.
Mm-hmm.
Then I specialized in visual communication design.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I also did a master's program in fine and applied arts, as well as in digital media production.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me the ability to combine those two, visual communication design and then digital media, where I did web media and 3D modeling animation and all of that.
Okay.
Currently, I am working with University of Nigeria in Nsukka.
Yes.
As a graduate assistant.
As a graduate assistant in the Department of Fine and Applied Art, right?
Fine and Applied Art, yes.
Yeah. So, you recently submitted a paper to the Leonardo Journal on titled Visual Design Art in the Science or Concerns of Environmental and Climate Change Adaptation. So, first, how did you hear about the Leonardo publication? And what is the origin of your interest in art and environmental issues?
What was my interest?
In art and environmental issues.
Yes. My desire has been to see how to use art, the tool of art, to interrogate issues that bedevil my environment.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, here in Nigeria, I have problem with environment and the effects of climate change. And
mm-hmm.
so in writing the paper or looking at that area of the study, I want
mm-hmm.
to see how to look at, interrogate the environment with art. And so that
yes.
gave rise to the topic I called visual design art in the conscience
yes.
of environmental and climate change adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for ways to make our people adapt the changes
yes.
of the climate.
Yeah.
So that is the skills, the strategies that are possible to be used. That's what I try to pursue. And I find out that if images are made, are created, if designs are created and
yeah.
exhibited, and published, people can get to see these images, and then they begin to draw ideas on
yeah.
how they can control, first of all, the activities that lead to climate changes or change, and then
this is what you call mobilization by conscientization. And
what do you call it?
Because in your paper you say that you've been inspired by Moser and Dilling to
yes.
to coin this word mobilization by conscientization, and this
yes.
means that the viewer is able to read designs in the localized content and take decision based on visual expressions and metaphors, if I quote you well.
Yes. Musa and Dylan wrote about communicating climate change.
Okay.
They talked about climate change or the communication going beyond mobilization by fear.
Yeah.
It's not just making images to make people afraid, but
yeah.
go forward to getting people becoming part of the whole exercise. You want to
yeah.
include them, include the public.
Mm-hmm.
So they are part of the whole activities that communicate climate change, part of the whole activities that show the skills to adapt, rather than just showing them fiery scenario, showing them something that causes fear. Fear alone is not enough. Yeah. That's what they try to say. So
okay,
No, go.
Excuse me. Continue. Go ahead.
No, you continue. Just continue. Let me hear you.
No. I was just about to come back to your paper because I think it's really well constructed. It has, if my memory is good, I think it's divided in four different parts. Each part is about a specific project that you described in two parts, the conceptual part and actually the design part. So can you please recall for people what are the different methodologies that you employed in your art and how you divide them between eco-cancer in defense of waste and so on?
Okay. In my work, I used I combined photography,
yes,
and the computer,
yep,
to arrive at the works you find in my work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a number of works we are realized.
Yeah.
The first one I called Eco Cancer.
Yeah.
In Eco Cancer, I was trying to say how climate change has become a cancerous issue affecting the globe. And if you look at the work itself, it shows a kind of problem, a kind of eating up, a kind of breaking down, a kind of change, a kind of the link from one, just like you have cancer, linking one cell to the other and increasing. That's how the climate change does not affect only one part of the globe. It goes from one part to the other and affects the whole people there. For example, if you have erosion, like in two years ago in Nigeria, there was a big flood that began to occur from Cameroon, where their dam was let loose and it flooded Nigeria and many people lost their property and their lives too.
Of course. In
that way, the cancer goes eating from one point, one cell to the other, and that's how this happens.
Yeah.
It's not a good sight to behold, usually, when you come in contact with some of those effects. So that's what I try to show in Eco Cancer. Then other work I have there, is garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. I think this is very interesting too, because garbage is a real issue in most of the African countries, and your work really deal well with that issue.
Yes. I called it the visual metaphor of garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
Using the same technology of photography and the computer, I tried to create a work that speaks on the problem of garbage in Nigeria, which has become a very important problem. Just like you said, in this place, in this work, I tried to show that it's actually what we give to the environment. The environment gives back to us.
Yeah.
Just like you have the computer, what you enter in is what you receive. So the problem we have in our environment today is just equal to the input the public makes. So in that work, I show the kind of a hollow space that is actually bringing forward what has been thrown in. And that is garbage in, garbage out for you.
Okay. Yeah. I understand. So I guess you heard about the coming conference on art, I mean, not on art, sorry, on the climate change that will happen in Paris.
I think that's history.
I'm saying that I guess that you heard about the coming conference on climate change and environmental issues that will happen this in December in Paris, France.
No, I've not heard about it.
You've not heard about the COP21 event?
No, not I have not heard about it.
Oh, okay. So in France, in Paris,
you can send me the link.
On if you type it on Google, you will find it pretty quickly. So Paris will host an international conference on climate change and environmental issues in December this year, and there will be several actors around the table to talk about those environmental issues. So I guess, what would you like Africa or African artists to produce as a reaction to this conference or as a kind of contribution to help the discussion advance and raise consciousness in Africa about those issues?
I'd be interested. You ask you that I'd be interested.
I'm saying that what would be your opinion and your contribution to this kind of event if it's hard to happen in Africa, or what would you imagine that African artists can do or contribute to advance on these different problematics?
Okay, I understand you now. Just like we are saying, as visual communicators, visual designers, we have to play our part. And as we make our work that show how these issues can be tackled, we have to link up with the government. And the government has to come into play so that with the artists and the government, the public will be aware. And not only the designers and communicators, even installation artists. Like in my university here, we have a number of artists who have done some works on installation, and these works are exhibited.
Yeah.
And I'm also thinking of the possibility of not just limiting the work to exhibition grounds, but these works are also brought into the social media or the media, so that the young people perhaps and the others, the users of the media, can assess them and they draw their own knowledge from those.
Yes.
That is on the part of the visual artist. But then also, as I said, the government has to work, has to come on and work hand in hand with the artists and designers.
Politician, artists and designers together.
Yeah, artists, all of them include designers and installation artists, all of them must work hand in hand with the government. And also, another point, an important aspect is the use of creating animations, creating some motion graphics that young people can watch, perhaps develop them into apps, you know, that young people want to watch, they want to see, and these things can be developed. And as we think out concepts, we render them in such a way that the people are able to assess them.
Why do you think that visual representation have more impact or more influence on people than, for example, sound production?
Than what?
Because you're saying that you invite artists to produce some animation, some video, some graphic representation. So I was wondering if you think that we can also raise consciousness, awareness, sorry, with a video, with, excuse me, with sound production, with sound installations, and yeah, basically with sound art too.
Yes. Visuals, being a designer and a visual communicator, I think visuals will make more impact.
Okay.
And they have to, somewhat, like, in many ways, they can be rendered. Still images, they can be rendered in moving images.
Yeah.
By these ways, the public, the users of media can access them more easily and understand, and perhaps test typography is also added so that they can read meaning into the works. Are you getting me?
Yeah, I'm getting you. I was just trying to have your opinion on sound art, and if you know any artists working with sound
art.
Yeah, sound and climate change.
I have not watched into sound art.
Yes.
For now, I have not gone into sound art to know how it could be used in tackling climate change.
Because in your paper, you quote several artists such as Anna Tui or Bright Acker, Olandre Waishu, Ekene Anikpe, Alozie Onyorea, and so on. And I was wondering if among those people, there's anyone dealing with sound and the same climate and environmental issues.
Okay. Those ones, they do not work on sound. They work on installation mainly and other visual metaphors that connect climate change and environment.
Okay.
Do you want more explanation on the work?
If I want
I'm going to describe two works.
Describe your works in the next episode, if you'd like to.